This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you would like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Cleveland police shoot a 12-year-old boy just moments after rolling up on a scene, literally seconds after the car stops. This guy apparently had a BB gun on him. The young man did.
It's an airsoft gun. I mean, it's
airsoft.
Yeah, that's
different.
It's a little different. BB. Yeah, airsoft guns, you actually attempt to shoot people with them.
As opposed to a BB, which could be somewhat dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to shoot somebody with a BB gun. That's going to hurt. They're going to want to really punch you out after you shoot them with a BB gun.
So we can talk about that. There's video that has been released in this instance, but it adds a little bit, I guess, rather than just having to trust the cops' stories. That said, though, there's not much that can be gleaned. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in a moment, because it's a tough issue. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go there, where Michael Dean is on the line. Michael Dean, the host of The Freedom Fiends. Hello, Michael.
Hey, I just wanted to call and clarify something inaccurate that was said on the show last night. Our friend Dave Ridley.
Well, I wasn't here, so, it can't be blamed on me.
I'm going to explain it. It can be blamed on you.
Oh, God.
Because it goes back to last week of you not checking Johnson.
Checking Johnson's. All right.
Yeah, because you're his keeper. Right?
Okay.
You tell him what to do.
Oh, God. No, is this the muzzle sweeping thing?
Well, here's the thing. Since you weren't here last night, and not everyone listening was listening last night.
Well, I was also not here on the show in which Johnson and Mark were hosts. So I don't think it was.
But you caught the flack of it, because like what Mark says, I'm the libertarian NSA. I listen all the time.
Indeed.
Yeah, so our good friend and good journalist Dave Ridley called in and said, I heard Michael Dean call in last week, and he said that you should never talk to the mainstream media, and here's why you should talk to the mainstream media. That's based on a misunderstanding. Last week I called in, and I opened with a joke, and my joke was, if the mainstream media ever comes to you, you should run as fast as you can in the opposite direction. And then I laughed, and then I started to talk about, you know, the Chris Cantwell sweeping himself and downtown Keene in that video. And I was going to get around to why there are times you should talk to the mainstream media and how I don't think that the Colbert thing overall was a bad thing.
The Colbert Report is the Free Keene Squad. This is a little short that was done by
a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah, the Colbert Report by on my friend Ian here and some of the Keeniacs, the people who live here in Keene and mm-hmm. do activism. And it made them look like first-rate fools.
Yeah, and Ian thinks it was a good thing. Mark yeah. thinks it was a bad thing. I'm somewhere in the middle. I think overall it wasn't a terribly bad thing, but Cantwell's bad gun sweeping in it made it tend toward a bad thing. And
I tend to agree with that. The sweeping that you're describing was you were talking about the scene where they're interviewing him and he's kind of sitting down on some stairs and putting a revolver back in its holster, and it just sort of, you can see the hole on the front of the revolver where the bullet would come out. It seems to be pointing relatively close to the camera person. So
Cantwell says there was not a camera person, but regardless, he's sweeping shops in people in downtown Keene and definitely sweeping himself horribly.
I'm pretty sure they had a cameraman there.
The sweeping term, for those that are not familiar with it, is the idea that you're pointing a loaded weapon at, or you're pointing a weapon.
Even if it's not loaded, right. You don't ever want to point a weapon at anything you're not willing to destroy. And so obviously accidents happen, but that's still not acceptable. I mean, it's still it's poor weapons handling.
Well, you don't want to shoot bullets up in the air, but one of the safe places to point a rifle is up in the air, right?
No.
No.
Well, no. I mean, you certainly don't want
dirt ground is a safe place
best,
to point it.
But I mean, you don't when point you see soldiers lined up in a row, they have the rifles pointing at the sky.
I wouldn't necessarily say the government is the best place to look for gun safety. I think we have to be better than that. And Johnson got it into this whole thing of, well, I've seen videos of cops doing gun training and they accidentally shoot the ground or somebody or their foot. And again, I think we need to be better than the government in our demonstrations of gun safety. That's not really the point of what I'm calling in about, though. Johnson, who's not a gun guy, who thinks that, you know, he said, well, the safety was on. No, those snub-nosed revolver doesn't have a safety. He's not a gun guy.
Mm-hmm.
And him defending, saying I was making too big of a thing out of the gun handling in that video. We got into a big tiff about that, and it took up most of the episode. And I didn't get to conclude what I'd set the joke up of, which was, that I was making a joke when I said, run away as fast as possible.
From the mainstream media.
Right. And I was going to get to the conclusion. I make my living dealing with the mainstream media. I make my living dealing with corporate media. I was signed to Warner Brothers. I'm on commercial radio. I write books for the biggest textbook publisher in America. I licensed some footage to HBO recently. You know, I don't have problems dealing with the mainstream media. I like dealing it in situations where I have final edit or at least a good sense of the edit. But no, I don't tell people not to deal with the mainstream media. And it got hijacked by Johnson sounding like that congresswoman who said, oh, the muzzles, that's the shoulder thing that goes up. I mean, that's the level of knowledge he has of guns.
Okay, so what is it that you're correcting exactly? You were saying, do talk to the mainstream media?
I am correcting that I did not say to not talk to the mainstream media. Dave Ridley, anybody listening to that segment, now that I go back and hear it, could have believed I said never talk to the mainstream media. I've done like 4 shows since then where I analyze the whole thing and like talk about times you should talk to the mainstream media. So yeah,
talk to the mainstream media. I mean, I think that you got to understand, of course, going into it, that they're going to butcher up whatever it is that you say, and you should keep that in mind when you're talking to them. That anything that comes out of your mouth can and will be used against you in a
as
lot
it certainly
of,
was in your case.
A lot of cases. My case? Which one?
The freaking
I wasn't
squad.
Actually featured in that.
You weren't featured in that because you sounded smart. That's
right.
Why they didn't
so you were audio taped and videotaped for it, and they were all cut out.
That's
and
correct.
One would assume then that that means that there was not the greatest opportunity to make you look like the fool that the rest of the people in it were made to look like.
Yeah. Well, on the continuum of Mark to Ian, Mark seems to be. Are you of the mind of don't talk to the mainstream media, Mark?
I am not of that opinion. I think that in this circumstance, that when the Colbert Report calls you and says, "Hey, we want to feature you on one of our reports," you should call your lawyer, and they'll, you know, like, this is a terrible idea. Like, they were made to look like fools, and anybody would have suggested that that would probably have been what happened, and I thought that was what was going to happen. It certainly did.
Yeah, and whether it's the Colbert Report or just the mainstream news media, there's going to be a particular viewpoint expressed. Whether or not they're supposed to be doing that is another question. You know, supposedly in journalism, you're supposed to present the different sides of the story.
Right.
But usually there's some sort of a viewpoint expressed, at least through the way the piece is edited and what they keep and what they leave out.
Right, and in this audio, Colbert and his team managed to make some of this decade's, century's worst villains, meter maids, look like poor, beset-upon heroes. I mean, it's amazing, and you guys gave them all the ammunition to do it.
Yeah, it was totally fun. It was a really good time putting this together. And there's
from
some
every libertarian out there that wants to be a little bit more free. Thank you.
There are some people in the liberty movement who have made the statement that you shouldn't talk to the mainstream media, and I think that's just the dumbest thing you could
possibly
do. If
you're bad at it, you probably shouldn't.
I'm not one of those people, and that's what I'm calling to clarify about.
Okay. Anything else you want to add in here?
I would not go on Colbert Report. I would politely decline if they ever asked me, which I don't think they ever would. But when Colbert was just a correspondent on The Daily Show, and The Daily Show does similar kind of mashups of reality as news, as comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time he was talking to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker was saying, you need to have more journalistic integrity. And this is back when Daily Show followed that show Crank Yanker. Tuckers, which was puppets making crank phone calls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said to Tucker Carlson, have you ever seen our show? It follows a show with puppets making crank calls. And that's something to keep in mind with the Colbert Report.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Michael Dean. I appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, I disagree with your assessment. I think that the Colbert Report also made the parking enforcer look bad because he claimed that he had as tough a time in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, as he did in Iraq.
Good job bringing back his PTSD.
Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Yeah, we're going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference in March, and it's going to be a really great event. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, and this time it's the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. It's going to be loaded with the best and brightest of Bitcoin speakers and the latest exhibitions, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. Now, last year they did this, and it was amazing. They got, well, four ideas and companies sprung from the $1 million Bitcoin hackathon. That means that they're going to give a bunch of money to somebody who comes up with a really great Bitcoin idea. They've also invited the Texas legislature to show them how firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations, in fact, encourages innovation and job creation. Who'd have thunk it? The Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be, March 28th and 29th. So it's a ways off. You can plan for it. You can use coupon code FREETALKLIVE to save $25 on your purchase. TexasBitcoinConference.com. You get your tickets and details there, TexasBitcoinConference.com.
All right, so we can still, coming up, talk about this 12-year-old shot to death by police in Cleveland. Your calls, of course, also about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We had Michael Dean calling up, bringing up the Colbert Report that happened 2 weeks ago now with FreeKeen.com activists, and myself, Garrett Ian, and James Cleveland, also including Chris Cantwell, who's not actually associated with FreeKeen.com, but Colbert Report pretended as though he was. Essentially, the Colbert Report was a work of fiction in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Very fictive in a number of different ways. And I think a lot of people just, you know, believe everything they see on that show without really realizing it's comedy.
There's this funny little fact that The Daily Show is the number one source for news for people under the age of 35. And I have watched The Daily Show and The Colbert Report and enjoyed what I've seen, and even, you know, thought that these were some, you know, pithy, insightful bits of commentary on modern American life, on the government. I think that there's some really good stuff
there. Yeah, but when they make fun of people you know, then
indeed,
you take it real personal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, like, there's a lot of that going on, but that doesn't mean that you give them the opportunity.
Thing.
Like, they're a bunch of socialists. Like, that's what they are.
Well, to me, they gave us the opportunity to have national exposure, and we took it, because otherwise we could have said no, and then we wouldn't have had national exposure. Let's go to Chris. He's in South Bend, Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to bring up an interesting point. Last Tuesday, the 25th, there was an interesting caller that called in from North Carolina whose name was Robert, and you guys, you weren't there, and it was Mark. They kind of got into a little confrontation, and pretty interesting to listen to. It was like a 10-minute call, and I just wanted to bring up the fact that he is right when the United States is a corporation, and I wanted to tell you the actual U.S. code where people can actually look up the fact, and you just go to uscode.house.gov, and it's Title 28. Judiciary and Judicial Procedure is Title 28, Part 6, Chapter 176, Subchapter A, Subsection.
You're losing everybody already. I mean, nobody's grabbing a pen and jotting all that down. Maybe you want to post all that information on
He's not claiming it doesn't say
Facebook.
It. He's just claiming that it's really difficult when you start citing these
start
things.
Start reading
long.
Off numbers. You're losing audience when you do that. Look, did somebody on the show deny that the U.S. government was a corporation?
No, I just wanted to say, well, people think that sounds crazy. They can just go look it up, and it said the U.S. code says it. It doesn't even, like, step or dance around anything. It says the United States is a federal corporation. It says it. That is the sentence that it says.
Yeah. But was someone on the show denying that?
No, in this circumstance, there was a guy that's... Right. The United States government is a corporation. Just about every other government is a corporation. And municipal governments, these are all corporate bodies.
Right. There's municipal corporations.
Yeah, they're municipal corporations. Called. There's no doubt about that. I don't deny that. What I would claim is that this that I what difference does it make if it is so? And other than sort of how can the government be against corporations when the government is a corporation? You know, the sort of lefty standpoint that we need the government to save us from corporations. Well, really? How exactly are you going to have a federal corporation save you from corporations? That's a really illogical statement. But other than that, it's like, what is the point of bringing up that the government's a corporation?
Yeah, what is the point, Chris?
What is it if it's not?
All right, I understand that question. I'll tell you. Because what he also said was that people themselves are corporations. And
right.
That is a fact. When people realize that and realize the government looks at them like that and not as a real human being, that's when people are going to really – I got mad when I figured that out, but it's just nobody knows. And what do you
know that's the one that you can't prove, right? That's a conspiracy theory to say that human beings are corporations.
Why do you think that – all legal documents have all your letters and your last name and your
first
name
and
capital.
They don't.
They just don't.
Sorry,
don't
I've heard this.
Everything.
No, they don't. Okay?
I've heard this and I've checked it out, and some do and some don't.
Right, that's what it comes down to.
There's no consistency as to whether or not they put your name in all capital letters.
Because
sorry.
Here's a point to that, and this is really important. If you say that the government documents always have your names all in caps, that means there's a whole bunch of government bureaucrats that are in on the conspiracy. And your conspiracy, I'll go for a conspiracy, but the more people you add to the conspiracy, the less likely I am to believe it. So that means that the local tax collector in my town understands that I am a corporate being and a flesh and blood human on the land, or whatever the terminology is somebody wishes to use. And I can assure you, she doesn't. Because it's just not true.
She's compartmentalized. And you guys want to know a really fun fact? I know we don't sign checks very much often these days, but that line that you sign your name on is not a line. Go get a magnifying glass and look at that.
Yeah, I forget what it says. What does it say there?
It says something like endorsed signature. I haven't looked at it for a while, but it says.
It doesn't say Skull and Bones wants the blood of your corporate body to be burned in the pyre of the state.
But nobody knows that, though.
I know that,
but it could also just be a micro. It could be a security feature, a micro printing security feature, that kind of thing. There might not be any kind of deviousness behind that. It is your signature, right?
Right. So, like, many of these things that you've talked about are true, but then we come back to the statement where I say, and so what? Because it needs to. What the gentleman was claiming is that the rule is the world is ruled by three city states. The city states being Washington D.C. as the sort of military power, London as the banking power, and the Vatican as the religious power. And that there's these flags that have three stars on them, and this indicates
like
that
pretty deep already.
And you know, Washington's shaped however it's shaped.
Pentagram
as a wheel spoke thing to be able to tell you something. And there's a very big rabbit hole here.
Yep.
Will I agree that these are very important cities that, in fact, do rule the world to a large extent? Sure, I'll give you that. But do I think they get together and they decided to work together?
Right.
No, I mean, I don't.
Does the government being a corporation make it somehow more egregious or less egregious when they violate people's rights? Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453 because what I'm concerned about is people who are peaceful being aggressed against by the state. I don't care what their organization type is. It's Free Talk Live.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We still got the story about the 12-year-old boy shot to death by the police in, I think it was Cleveland. We can tell you more about the circumstances there and get your thoughts. Of course, you can also bring up anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE and join us via Skype at username lrn.fm.
You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. This isn't just any old pound of coffee either. This is shade-grown, 100% organic, 1% top 1% grade Arabica beans. So this is delicious coffee, among the best coffee you've ever tasted in your life. It's Buzzbox Coffee, and we've teamed up with them to not just bring great tasting coffee to our listeners, because you go there, get the free pound, you pay for the shipping, but you'll get a free pound of coffee. It's a subscription, so you can cancel it at any time. If you continue to get your coffee through this subscription, A, you'll take care of that whole I need to get coffee problem, because it'll be delivered to you on a regular basis. You decide when, you decide exactly what kind of coffee you want and all that. But also, what BuzzBox does is they give us some of the proceeds back that we can then give out through Kiva.org. It's a microloan that we're able to give to people around the world. We've given many countries at this point people that are, and you know, sometimes it's to buy appliances so they can fix them and sell appliances to people, or you know, fix their car so that they can continue to do taxi rides, or buy restaurant equipment or sewing machines or plows or whatever it is that they need, maybe some more cows, to be able to live their life. And these little loans, they pay them back, and then we're able to loan them out to other people too. And I think this is a great way to drink the coffee you want, delicious coffee, upgrade your coffee drinking experience, and help people in the process. Give them a hand up, not a handout. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Dave.
Well, with regard to the call before last, I guess, or maybe it was last call, friends don't let friends go down the rabbit hole, right? You can waste your whole life deciding which conspiracy theory is the accurate one.
Mm.
What counts is action. You just take action. Every second that you're talking a conspiracy theory, you're not taking action.
Yeah, that's a great point.
There's a lot of studying that goes into this, you know, is the government keeping a big file of us and we're all corporate entities and that's how they manage to keep our bodies.
They're not acting on you, Mark. They're acting on your corporation.
All you
and
have
you
to
have
do
to separate yourself.
All you have to do is stand up in court and say that you are not your capital letter name. You're a man on the land or a woman on the land or whatever it is.
It just in my experience, it hasn't worked. I'd love to be proven wrong. I would love that. I would love it for somebody who advocates one of these corporate conspiracy theories or courtroom conspiracies, these sort of magic words that can be uttered and that's somehow going to set you free. I'd love for someone to really show me the proof of the claim, because almost everybody who has ever called in, and first of all, most people who call in about this stuff, they've never actually tried to apply it. They've never actually taken these ideas and in any way, as you're saying, Dave,
but
taken
some people
action
have.
With them. Some people have.
And some of them have been successful.
And almost all of, well, that's just that you can't prove it. Because almost all of them who claim to have actually done these things and claim to have had success have no evidence that they have any success, because they always have some claim that, oh, we can't get cameras into the courtroom, or that, you know, this all has to
a
be
a free
done
man in the
record.
Land could bring a damn camera into a courtroom, I can tell you that. But the
I just want to see the proof.
I've seen some videos where it was some interesting things happen, but you don't know what happens later.
Afterwards.
Is the judge just trying to get rid of some nut with a parking ticket? I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, you're just talking about sort of these, you know, odd little charges where you don't know whether they end up back in court later at another time. Who knows?
Dave?
Anyway, the action that I like to take when I'm not doing the Ridley Report is I like to call talk radio. And I started to get it down to a real science in New Hampshire. And I have a guide that I've published now. If you go to
RidleyReport.com
and poke around, you can find a guide in New Hampshire Talk Radio. It's like a calendar.
Now, is this only for New Hampshire, or is this apply to outside?
You can call from outside some of these shows. You have to be more circumspect if you're calling from out of state.
Oh, but what you're talking about is this guide like a list of phone numbers, or is it like calling techniques on how to call talk radio? What are people going to see in this?
No, I'm not into giving too much advice on that. I see. When and where and how to call.
Gotcha.
Most of these places have, you know, streaming and everything, so you can just listen to the show even if you're not in the same exact town. But I found that I'm getting up to about 6, 8, 10 calls a week that I'm able to get through. And I don't have to be on hold for more than a few minutes. And they're always talking, you know, they're always talking about something that, you know, that liberty is relevant, and you're just calling.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand how easy it can be to call talk radio in some cases, especially if you're dealing with local talk shows.
Even national talk shows that aren't like the big three or four.
Even national talk shows, they'll never tell you.
Right. This is the big, dirty secret of talk radio. I mean, we rarely have an instance where you're a first-time caller that we don't recognize sits on hold for an hour. I mean,
yeah. Sometimes Saturday nights are very, very busy, and it can be very hard to get in. But most of our weekday shows, anybody who wants to call in, you're going to get on the air.
Right.
In
if you don't hear a caller,
relative short order.
If you don't hear a caller on the air on our weekday show, the chances are good there's not a caller on our weekday show.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're on dozens of radio stations across the United States.
That's true.
And that's just that. And I went on the Lionel Show, which was a nationally syndicated program. I used to call them on a regular basis. I wouldn't sit a segment on hold ever.
I miss the days back when Free Keen used to organize those calling binges, you know, where a lot of different people would call the authoritarian radio shows and they just hated it.
Yeah, we used to do that a lot. And then the thing was at that time we were restreaming the local talk radio station, and they finally got there. The program director asked me to stop doing that. And so I did stop doing that, but now they have their own stream, and I think it's just a matter of people just aren't up, they're just not awake for it, or not tuned in. Dave, thanks for the call. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He does some great work here in New Hampshire. Of course, longtime listeners of the show know that we're here because of the Free State Project. Mark and I were both originally from Florida, in the Sarasota-Bradenton area. We moved up here in 2006. Dave Ridley actually moved a couple years before that, maybe 04 or maybe even 03. Dave's been here a long time in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Oh, yeah.
He created sort of this one-man journalism, video journalism operation, poor man's video journalism or whatever, that he goes out and he records videos and he'll ambush politicians, and he does some really great...
By ambush, you mean ambush audio recordings.
Right, not like video. Physical attacks. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't be calling, or he'd be calling us from jail if he was physically attacking people. Yeah, ambushing is a style of interviewing. An ambush interview is where you haven't set anything up in advance. You just encounter the politician, whether by accident or on purpose. Usually it's on purpose. You go somewhere where you know they're going to be coming through. You know, if they're in a meeting, they're going to have to leave that meeting at some point, and you lurk outside with your video device and then begin recording. I've done a number of ambushes as well, being inspired by Dave. But anyway, he does some amazing stuff. And if you've been hearing us talk about the Free State Project on Free Talk Live, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same area, or as many of them as possible, to the same area, to be more effective, to get active. Dave's a great example of what can be possible with just one person and a video camera. He's become the second most popular news channel, I believe, in all of New Hampshire.
Behind WMUR?
Behind the main news provider, the mainstream media provider. Theirs is a little more popular than Dave's, I guess. But Dave's done amazing work, and a lot of people discover the Free State Project and Free Talk Live through finding Dave Ridley at RidleyReport.com. So he does great work, and that's really cool. Great that another example of the spirit of doing that happens here in New Hampshire. Dave, you know, he's been calling talk radio, so he made a guide of what phone numbers to call and what hours the shows are on, and he's published that. And that's something that's a resource now that people who are also interested in New Hampshire can utilize that. Do you have that level of activism going on in your state?
No.
And if you don't have that level of activism going on in your state, because he's just one guy. We have over 1,600 people in New Hampshire.
Probably not
part of the Free State
as active as Dave Ridley, but dozens of them are.
Some of them are as active, just in different ways, in different media or different venues. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about this amazing movement. That's freestateproject.org. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, we've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. You just send a quick contact request. It will be approved once I notice it. And then after that, it will be easy for you to call from that point forward. There's some disturbing news out of Cleveland, and Mark, you had the story. I've also pulled up a couple different versions of this about a 12-year-old young man who has been shot to death by the police. Apparently, the cops allegedly, one of the cops pulled the trigger within 1.5 to 2 seconds of rolling up in the police cruiser. Seems a little hasty, at least on its face, but there's some details to this story, and it gets a little bit confusing and messy and unfortunate and hard to really say what's the right thing to do. At least that's my impression so far. But, Mark, did you want to tell us the story?
Yeah, well, I can certainly do it. It's about this young man named Tamir Rice, and I've got it here from photographyisnotacrime.com.
Okay.
12-year-old Cleveland boy killed by police in seconds for toy gun. And I think seconds is an exaggeration. I think fractions of a second this kid was shot. But going on, the Cleveland Police Department is the latest law enforcement agency to come under scrutiny for killing an unarmed black person. However, Tamir Rice, 12, was carrying a toy gun that was confused for a real gun, even though police gave him no chance to explain it was fake. Hmm. So he has one of these airsoft pistols. It is plastic. It is black. It looks for all the world like a gun. In it, the little orange thing on the tip of it has been removed. Right. Now, it didn't matter because the claim is that it was in his waistband. So the orange tip would not have been visible anyway, but it had been removed. And I've got to say, not a good move to remove the orange tip from your airsoft gun. Although I could say that it's interesting that police could just make the claim that one could put an orange tip on a gun in order to, throw the police off their game for a second so that you could shoot them. Like, if my goal was to go and shoot cops with a handgun, or even an AR-15, maybe I could throw them off their game by putting a little orange fluorescent orange tip on it.
I don't think that would work.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Because they just arrested a guy for pointing a banana at them. I forget what city it was, but we talked about it.
They arrested him. They didn't kill him.
That's only because they were a little more cautious.
Well, I don't know.
About pulling the trigger.
It sounds ridiculous to me once you arrest somebody for pulling a banana. I can see you, grabbing them, detaining them, finding out it's a real fruit. I can see you taking the fruit and striking them in the head with it, perhaps repeatedly. But then let them out of the...
Well, they didn't shoot the guy. I figured they would have.
Well, there you go.
Because as the cops said in that story, they were scared, and they thought that it was a gun. It could have been a gun, brightly yellow painted gun, which could be, that's possible. I've seen pink guns.
To me, there certainly are plastic toy guns, and I think that this
is part pink real guns.
Right. Well, yes, but this is the thing, I think that this story really does show the rabbit hole of... what is a weapon and what isn't a weapon in America?
Whatever they think is a weapon to the police. And as long as the police think it's a weapon, it's a justified shooting.
Right.
It doesn't matter what's in your hand. It can be a cookie.
They can claim that you were making the gun, you were holding your index finger out. They thought it was a gun. It's a legit shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now this is a really difficult situation. Is this legit? It seems like if Tamir was menacing police officers with and other people, because according to the 911 call that came in, this is an amazing thing, quoting here, Rice can be seen in the footage videotaped in a park near Cleveland's Cuddle Recreation Center holding and pointing the replica gun, playing with snow and talking on his cell phone. The caller told dispatch, this is the person who reported him, that it was unclear if the weapon was real or not. It's probably fake, but you know what? It's scaring something out of me, the caller says. Not clear. He's pulling it out on his in and out of his pants, pointing it at people, but he's probably a juvenile, he added. The caller then left the area. Soon after that, the police dispatcher called the officer to the scene, but didn't mention, supposedly, according to the police, the 911 caller's suspicion that the gun might be fake. Mm-hmm. So dispatch essentially kills this kid, right, out giving this information, because that would have been really important information to have on the ground. Also, the officer, when they call it in, claims that Tamir is 20. He looks like a 20-year-old black male. And I got to say that, a 20-year-old running around pulling out a plastic gun, pointing at people, is sort of less acceptable to me than a 12-year-old doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at what age is it acceptable to pull out a plastic gun and point it at people? Because I can tell you, I've seen children do it. And if you say, the gun was fluorescent green, there are fluorescent green real guns out there.
Yeah.
So how many kids die because we have guns that kids play with? When I played with guns as a kid, these things were very realistic looking.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
And they, they were as realistic as they could make them, cheaply in plastic in Japan.
Thankfully, when I was doing it, we were playing in wooded areas where it was unlikely that anyone would make a phone call. And this was in urban Cleveland.
Indeed. And so
this is such a strange story. And there's actually video, which isn't the best video. It's like maybe a couple frames, maybe a couple frames a second. The frame rate's very, very poor. So you can't really get a good assertion for what's happening. You can see that the young man, you can see the cops pull up. And the confusing part is that it looks like they blast him. literally, as the cops the passenger side cop is getting out of the door, because it appears as though he just goes down. And
he just goes down.
As the car stops, that door opens and that kid goes down.
The claim is he was lifting his shirt as one would do to go for a gun. Now I think it's reasonable to assume that this kid was not going to pull his gun on these officers, considering it was a plastic toy gun.
I don't know. Well, that's just the thing, Mark. You don't know what somebody's motivations are. It definitely does. One of the things you can see in the video, and I'll link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link to those. But you can watch this for yourself. It does appear as though he's got some sort of a white overshirt on. He's lifting. It appears like he lifts that up in the moment before the cop blasts him. But that's before the cop car even comes to a stop.
Now, I've got to say, I think a 12-year-old is a child. I don't think that you wouldn't trust them to have sex. You know, you wouldn't say that a 12-year-old could make a decision to have sex with an 18-year-old. So exactly how do we choose to look at this situation? Because I don't know the answer. If I was wandering around with a black plastic pistol, menacing people with it in a park, I would think that I would be, and then I go for it, I reach for it as the police officers come up, I would think it's a legit shoot if they kill me. Because as a 43-year-old, I shouldn't be running around with plastic guns.
Let's go to Mike. He's in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that 12-year-old, it's a very, very sad, tragic accident. And when I did my job, I always told my wife, I don't care. And she would have to understand, but this is just me. If I came across a child with a gun, he'd either shoot me or I'd take the gun from him. I didn't have the conscience, and I don't. And I don't fault anybody. What happened in Ferguson was a terrible thing. But on the other hand, I bet not too many people heard about the 20-year-old white male in Utah that had his back to a black officer and turned his head with his headphones on, didn't hear what the officer said, and as he pulled his cell phone out, he was shot dead.
It certainly happens.
You're saying you were an officer and you would not have been able to bring yourself to...
I was a security guard.
Okay.
I couldn't bring myself to shoot a child, and I told my wife that. I said, look, if it came to that point, he would either shoot me or I'd take the gun from him. But I couldn't live with myself shooting a child, and I don't fault anybody for
that. So you're not faulting them, but you're saying you wouldn't have been so quick on the trigger.
Well,
no, not at all. And all the new guys that came in where I worked, I always told him that your gun is your absolute last. You only use that in desperate if you need it, because once you pull it, you can't change it.
This is an important part of this. The fact here is that people of different races are bad at telling the age of other people of other races, right? Like you and I, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say you're a white guy. You're probably reasonably good at picking how old a 12-year-old kid is. You probably get them within a couple of years, and so you're deciding at that point whether or not they're a kid. But this officer said, as he was calling this in, he called this a 20-year-old black male. So he's got the age way wrong.
Yeah.
And that's just normal. That's not evil. That's just normal.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your call, man.
It's evil, and I'm not faulting him, but I couldn't bring myself to do that.
You.
And I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he's wrong.
Could you shoot a 20-year-old with a gun? Could you shoot a 20-year-old with a gun?
Only if it was the last resort. If I could do anything else, okay. I would.
Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I guess the officer is going to argue this was the last resort because the kid looked like he was going for his gun. At least that's what they claim. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.